Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Continuing our election coverage now, and with People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy and Green Party TD Nyasa Hurricane joining me. We'll go back to John Moran as soon as we can. You're both very welcome, Nyasa and Paul, to the programme. The Green Party's Ciarán Cuff. Are you concerned, Nyasa, about his MEP seat this evening?
I am. I think it looks at the moment like he might be the next person eliminated. And obviously that's a huge blow and very sad. He has been a fantastic MEP, and not only in his own right, in his work on you know, the European Buildings Directive and many other issues, transport, but also as a member of an important and powerful group in the EU. So I think if we lose him, it'll be a blow for Ireland and particularly for the party. And I'm very sad to see it.
The Greens has lost over half, I think, of its council seats and is struggling, as you say, now in Europe, in the Dublin constituency for sure, and in South. It's not a wipeout completely, but you obviously must have concerns right now about the direction of the party.
Of course. I mean, your job as a politician is not only to provide leadership and change and work with people, but also to convince them that you are the right people to do that. And, you know, when you can't do that, you need to question why that is. I would say, we actually performed in Dublin Central in my constituency really, really well, and got a first-time candidate topping the poll in Cabergast-Nevin, another, so that was Felton Jose, and then our own Janet Horner in Dublin inner city got the second seat. And in those areas, you know, it's really at the coalface of some of the biggest issues that are facing Ireland. And we were able to put that communicate those issues across. And I think it was work on the ground. So I do think, you know, the Green vote hasn't gone away.
Wrong? But it's been asked of Sinn Féin, for example, when their failure to capitalise on support that they felt was there. Is there a problem at leadership level or strategic level at the Green Party, in your opinion?
Well, I think we're in a very different space from Sinn Féin in terms of, you know, look, we're a minority party in government, and we definitely make mistakes along the way, and also, you know, have that issue of being the minority party in a larger coalition and all that comes with it. You know, we know that legacy in Irish politics. So I think it's a different issue between ourselves and Sinn Féin. But certainly when your vote share is going down, you have to take that seriously, and you have to think about, OK, what is it that we're doing here that isn't quite right for people? And I think, you know, you've probably heard from Sinn Féin a lot over the last few days that they will be reflecting, but I think we will be reflecting too.
Okay, stay with me if you can. Paul Murphy, you're welcome to the programme as well. Breed Smith eliminated from the European race, the count in Dublin after the 16th count, I think. What's your reaction so far to what you're witnessing?
Well, I think Breed ran a very, very good campaign. I think Breed has said she'll be retiring from the Dáil at the next general election, and has been an exceptional campaigner for working class people, for eco-socialist policies for decades and decades. I think she's going to be missed in political life. I think the result that she got was good. It is a pity that more of it didn't transfer to Claire Daly, and it's also going to be a loss that we won't have Claire in the next European Parliament.
A lot of it went to Éan O'Riordan of Labour, I think, didn't it?
I wasn't following it in detail now, to be honest.
Yeah, I think a significant chunk did, and he's now at 41,911, just behind Niall Boylan at 44,932. So it's a tightly run race, and there's no question about it. But can I go back to the more general picture for PBP? Yeah. Brian O'Boyle, I know, has been excluded on the fifth count as well. But is it a disappointing day for you and your colleagues?
No. I mean, we've made gains in the local elections. We're going to go from 10 seats to 13 seats in South Dublin County Council. People Before Profit have increased our representation from 1 to 4. That's the council that includes Gino's TD constituency and my own in, of Dublin South West. So we've made gains. We intend to use those council positions and the new councillors we've had elected in Finglas Ballymun with Conor Reddy. Hopefully we will take a new seat in Ballybrack with Dave O'Keefe. There's a recount ongoing at the moment. We'll use those positions to represent ordinary people and to put forward an alternative to the government.
And you talked about that in the Dáil today. I don't know the exact words you use, but left-wing pact or alliance to present an alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I put that to Gary Gannon and he wasn't inclined to go for it.
Yes, I think this is the real challenge now. I think people in this election, many of them did not feel inspired to come out to vote. They didn't necessarily feel that their vote would make a difference. I think the parties of the left need to come together as quickly as possible before the next general election to say, now you have a choice. You can stick with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael with their housing policies, which are a disaster, with their health policies that are a disaster, with the policies that are left, you know, families with kids with special needs in an awful situation, or here's an alternative.
Of the left.
We promise, not to go in with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. We promise not to scapegoat asylum seekers for the failures of the government. And we promise to actually go after those who are responsible for all the crises that affect people.
So
that's what we need to have.
Talking about there? Yourselves and PPP Solidarity, obviously. Labour, Sock Dem, Sinn Féin, is that right?
I certainly think Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats, we would put it to them if Labour are willing to make those commitments coalition.
Can I interrupt you? I'm so sorry. And
no
I know you'll understand. I have John Moran, the new mayor of Limerick, with me. John, false truth and congratulations.
Thanks a million. It feels really good down here.
Yeah, it's history made, John. Why do you think you were voted by the people of Limerick?
I think at the end of the day, I mean, I think the Limerick, people in Limerick approached this, which was so fabulous to see. They approached this election completely differently, almost like we called it a job sort of interview. You know, they looked for what were the right policies for Limerick, who had the ability to deliver them, and how could we actually, you know, mould this role for the future, because it's such a historic new change in local government. And I'm really proud of the people of Limerick that they took the time to actually, you know, understand what the role was about, not to vote on pure party, you know, lines, not to vote on geographical lines. So I now have looked at the tallies from the last couple of days and see that we've got just as many votes right across the city in different areas as we have across the county. And that's important.
It's a hefty achievement, and they didn't vote along party lines because it was two independents in the race at the very end, you and Helen O'Donnell, right to the wire. What did you tell them you would do, John? What are your priorities?
Yeah, so I think we did approach this slightly differently, probably because of my own background in government. And we printed a 60-page draft mayoral programme for the voters to actually choose. And that's really important for me because it means that, you know, I suppose from tomorrow, when we hit the ground running here, we already know what we've promised to do. And essentially, it falls down to three main pillars. There's a more livable Limerick, which is naturally in the middle of a housing crisis, building a lot more houses, but not just houses, quality of life, neighbourhood, transport and everything that should go with them. It involves a lot more prosperity, which is really a business platform. And then one that's really important to me, which is to have a more healthy Limerick, which is kind of quality of life. It obviously is the UHL, you know, stories that everybody hears about, but it's also about mental health and having an environment that's just a lot healthier for everyone to live in.
And will it matter to you, John, in achieving those aims as to who is in central government?
It shouldn't. I mean, that's the really, you know, delightful thing about coming to this with a evidence-based plan for Limerick and an independence, that I can now work with whoever is not just in central government, but also in the council, because the council chamber will also have to decide, you know, who they want to choose as a Cathaoirleach and how they arrange themselves. And of course, one of the first jobs, apart from the mayoral programme, is going to be aligning the budgets of the local authority to match up to that mayoral programme, as well as advocating in government. And so I suspect I'll be back meeting my old colleagues in the Department of Finance very shortly, to make sure that they've got the right messages and the right pockets of cash coming down Limerick's way from the October budget.
Okay, well, it's the first shot across the bows, maybe. Mayor of Limerick, Ard Mhéara Limni, John Moran, thank you very much indeed, and congratulations to you yet again. It's just sinking in, I'm sure. Thank you, John, for joining us. And can I go back for a brief moment to Paul Murphy and Nessa Hurricane? And apologies, Paul, we had to take John just at that point. But you were telling us about the left alternative that you're proposing now. Who should be in that is the question I was asking you.
Yeah, those who are willing to say we're not going to go in a coalition with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Those who are willing to say we're committing to left-wing policies. I meet a lot of people who feel disillusioned that in the past they have voted for the Labour Party or the Green Party and then their votes end up putting Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael back in power. They are disappointed that Sinn Féin refused to give that that commitment now at this stage. And that has added to the sense of, OK, they're a party that are preparing for power and not preparing to be a radical alternative in power, which is what we need, but instead preparing to do a deal with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
Can I put that to Nessa? Would you go for that in any way, Nessa?
I'm always, well, first of all, I don't think we enter into Paul's. I don't think we're pure enough on the left for Paul. But what I would say is, you know, my dad used to say the first thing you learn in politics is how to count. And if you're asking people to say, I won't go in with this party or that party before they ever even run an election and ask the electorate what they think, then you're basically saying, you know, on the numbers in the Dáil right now or in any grouping, I'm not going to go into power. Okay. I'm not going to take the responsibility of governing. And I'm not sure voters want that.
Okay. And we'll definitely return to this because it is an intriguing prospect. But Nessa Hurricane of the Green Party, Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, thank you very much indeed.